really isn't hard for Tommy and any of these guys to get me to talk, because I really love to talk about Module Express and the onboard module building, because it's been so much a part of my professional life, I guess, over the last 10 years. So I think my wife thinks we have another child somewhere. But anyway, I would like to start out by saying a couple things that Case IH's product development team and marketing team chose not to do. And we chose not to reinvent the wheel or the shape of existing systems already out there. So, and in this presentation, I'm going to show you the simplicity of the mechanism that we have out there that is building the module, the industry standard rectangular module that will adapt to all the systems that are already out there. So I'll preface it with that. We started, and as I talked on Wednesday, onboard module builders have been around for a long, long time, or onboard module builder concepts had been talked about for a long time, and certainly there had been a lot of patents issued, and the guys this morning were talking about all the cotton picker patents in the 1800s, which I didn't realize there were that many. But about the mid-90s, we realized basket capacity was a huge problem with existing cotton pickers. In the mid-90s, we developed what was called an auger compactor. Kind of took the best of what Case IH had and best of what John Deere had, incorporated a framework with augers mounted into it. That patent you see there, filed in about 94, issued in about 96, incorporates a pivoting framework with three longitudinally mounted rotating augers, and you'll see a picture on the next page. Shortly thereafter, we came up with the software to control it. Real simple logic. When the augers build up enough pressure moving cotton to the back of the basket, it sends a signal to tromp the tromper three times, and you can really pack a lot of cotton in a basket. And that's just a shot of the back of or the underside of a typical 620 or 420 basket machine today that you'd see anywhere else in the USA or the world. But during field evaluation in the mid-90s, we played around with some picking in some really damp conditions, late evenings. And we found that the auger compactor mechanism itself was surely capable of building a freestanding module as it was. Now, that's saying it was pivoting in the rear, and we were pulling cotton to the rear and down. Thus, the infamous light bulb came on above the engineers and the farmers' heads and say, wow, if it's pivoting in the back and building this good of a module, if we go up and down vertically, I think we got something here. This patent issued in 2003 to Case IH, Case New Holland, by some of the engineers and some farmers in that patent, a method for building a cotton module on a mobile cotton harvester. And really what that was is the auger compactor framework that's a little heavier. It still has three augers longitudinally mounted, driven by three hydraulic motors. The framework certainly is much beefier, because now you're talking about packing cotton to the density of a module builder. So the auger compactor, in fact, we've called it that forever, the concept hasn't changed much, and the simplicity of this new one is very similar to what it was before. So how do we go about creating a mechanism that goes up and down almost 4 feet? All of you are familiar with the way a tromper works on a module builder, and we studied that. We talked to the KBH and the Harrells and the Big 12s and all those guys that were experts at building modules, of course, customers and the operators that operated them. We needed pressure. Since we weren't pressing with 1 foot in one area, we were pressing across the entire width and length of that machine, 16 foot by 8 foot. Thus, it required a significant more force and much bigger cylinders than what you would see on a module builder. So we externally mounted all the structure to guide it and to push it up and down. Obviously, if you've got a mechanism going up and down in a chamber, you've got some holes there above and below. We came up with collapsible and solid bellows that would allow us to keep the cotton from coming out, keeping the cotton in. And of course, after the module is done building, or as you're pulling out to harvest, it goes back up to the top for a home position. As far as additional technology and additional complexity, let's say, we really didn't add much. We added a few position sensors that tell us the position of that compactor. On the front and the rear of that compactor mechanism, there's a position sensor that tells us if it's getting a little bit out of line front to rear. If that does happen, it automatically kicks the augers in the opposite direction to redistribute to the other end. So that's constantly going on as this module is building up vertically, is to give a real even distribution front to rear for that full 16 feet. Of course, that position sensor also provides feedback to a monitor in the cab that's telling you percentage full as it's building up. And I showed this. This is a very similar chamber. The walls look a whole lot like you'd look inside of the back end of a, like I said, a KBH or a Harrell or a Big 12 or whatever. We have tapered walls bottom to top. Obviously, that as you pack down, it holds it down. In fact, we even have a little leg there about halfway up, and that leg actually holds the cotton down so it doesn't release back up. The compactor moves to the bottom of the chamber, and it doesn't go all the way to the floor, okay? It doesn't press against the floor. There is a spot down there that is loose when it first starts out. However, as you build the model, it soon becomes just as dense as the rest of it. The compactor moves to the bottom of the chamber to begin module formation. Auger flights, you'll notice they look like they're not all the same, and they're not. And there's a reason for that. There's a left-hand one and some right-hand ones. What that does is it consistently moves cotton from left to right, and it distributes it evenly side to side. So we got sensors front to rear and auger flighting side to side. Now the program, which isn't a whole lot more complicated than it was in our basket machine, determines cycle times and step distances as you're building this. And that's based on pressures in those compactor cylinders and feedback from those position sensors. And it automatically builds an evenly packed 16-foot module. As you're pulling out of the field and you still have room for another pass, auger shut off for a short time. The module or the compactor packs several iterations, because as you all know, the more times you pack a module builder, the better that will stand. And then we have what we call a pack and hold. As we're getting ready to tilt it, we squeeze it one last time, we tilt that whole module, and right when we hit the unload chain, that auger releases so that we've got it really compressed when it comes out, holds all the cotton on there. And we've talked about this monitor several times. We have a yield monitor that is giving you an accumulated weight as you go. I heard somebody ask earlier about weight measurements. Yes, we're going to give you weights plus or minus 3%, probably better than that. There's a module monitor that is telling you percentage full, and of course there it's telling you the operational status of that door, if it's tilted, if the door's open, door closed. And by far one of the biggest advantages is having a camera looking into that module chamber as you're going down the field and see if what's happening in there, see that the cotton is moving back and forth with the augers, and the augers are reversing back and forth. So now, With that said, we certainly are not done developing it. We've just been talking with our customers that purchased these in 2007. We plan on meeting with them over the next few weeks and hope to put together a wish list from them of things they'd like to see improved. I know myself, I'd like to see a little bit heavier module average, better looking modules. We want to drop as little as possible. And with all due respect to everyone that presented before me, I'm not trying to put other people in business. So with that, I say thank you, and I'll take some questions.
Any questions to Kevin?
Tom? We're getting in the 14 to 15 pounds per cubic foot, very similar to what you build in a module, and very dense and consistent front to rear, left to right. And that all has to do with the way we distribute it with the auger flighting and the left and right hand flighting. Sometimes we've seen, as we've got into some in lighter yields, we almost get too much air turbulation in there. And some of that, sometimes we've seen some holes in, but we found some ways around that with blocking off some of the openings. So makes a pretty dense module. We saw a lot of dry areas this year in certain pockets, and that cotton just wouldn't compress. I mean, we packed it, and the module builders were doing this. The one consistent thing we can say is, if you're building with a existing industry standard module over here, a 32 footer, and we put two of ours right beside it, they're going to weigh equal. And that's whether the cotton's dry or the cotton's wet. or it's various yields, whatever. And yeah, sometimes in the dry cotton, it is harder to pack. Any other questions?
How many units do you have on the nowadays?
We have 50 plus, 60, almost 60 some machines out running right now. And of course, those are owned by customers. I think I own one and Trent owns one. The rest are owned by paying customers. We've had a real good run this year, from Carolina to California and everything in between. And you know, we saw very a wide variety of yields and field conditions, and certainly a wide variety of operators. And the one thing we noticed is our system and our monitor feedback was simple enough that everybody could do it, and everybody could unload a module without any damage to it or pulling it apart, dropping cotton. Because first time you train a guy how to drive a module truck, there's a learning process. This is, you know, same thing. Any other questions?
Has there been any need for an in-field module?
Well, there's certainly been, and actually the Stovers developed one about 3 years ago, which was a neat concept of pull behind a tractor. We have had several customers that, due to certain field lengths and yields, have gone and chopped stocks and created an alley through the field, pulled out, unloaded, pulled back in. The time frame to do that is very small. Our unload cycle is in the neighborhood of 70 seconds, which is very comparable to unloading in a bull buggy. So there's not much off-road time there at all. I think there's going to be a need for it somewhere, Tommy. Anything else? It is crowned, by nature, the way the augers are on top, we get a little bit of this, but overall it has a crown to it, and when we pull the tarps across the top, it looks like a standard half module as close as we can get. But like I said, I personally, we still want to work on the module size, module shape, any type of cotton that's hanging on the edges that potentially can fall off. I don't want it to fall off. Okay. Thank you for your time.